To what extent has the combination of chemotherapy regimens with bevacizumab been studied to this point?
It's also going to be studied in recurrent disease. In recurrent disease, the standard of care, as I mentioned, is for platinum-sensitive disease. There are two drug combinations which are used now. One is paclitaxel carboplatin, and the other one are the recently approved combination of gemcitabine and carboplatin for platinum-sensitive recurrent ovarian cancer. The FDA approved that combination on the basis of a randomized trial in Europe comparing gemcitabine carboplatin versus carboplatin, and there was a 3-month improvement in progression-free survival with a combination. And in an earlier study done by the ICON investigators in Europe, which compared paclitaxel carboplatin versus carboplatin in platinum-sensitive recurrent disease, they likewise showed an improvement in 3 months progression-free survival and a slight improvement in overall survival. So that's been a landscape change in the last couple of years, that patients who have platinum-sensitive recurrent ovarian cancer, that they should be treated with combinations. And the difference between paclitaxel carboplatin and gemcitabine carboplatin is primarily a toxicity issue, and I think both combinations would have equal efficacy. Paclitaxel carboplatin obviously have hair loss, and patients who have neuropathy, you really don't want to retreat them with that combination because you can exacerbate the neuropathy. And one of the advantages of the gemcitabine carboplatin is that it doesn't exacerbate neuropathy. In contrast, however, there is more myelosuppression with gemcitabine carboplatin. But medical oncologists very frequently use this combination in lung cancer. They know how to use it, and the consequences of the increased myelosuppression are not so great. So gemcitabine carboplatin, it's a good option in patients who have neuropathy. It's a good option in patients who have a real strong desire not to have hair loss because they won't have hair loss with that. So gemcitabine carboplatin is a very, I think, becoming more and more combination that's being used in patients with platinum-sensitive recurrent disease. And in that group of patients as well, trials are now adding bevacizumab in those recurrent disease situations. So we'll see if that makes a difference.
So do we have any data looking at chemo plus Bev?
Not in recurrent disease yet. We have at ASCO this year, they presented pertuzumab, which is a monoclonal antibody that binds several sites on the different EGFR receptor families, that drug in combination with gemcitabine appears to have some substantial activity in a phase 2 trial. So that's a lead that some of these monoclonal antibodies may be used together with chemotherapy. There's some activity. There may be some markers that can be used to predict which patients may respond to that treatment. So that study is going to be expanded. So there's some interest in that drug being developed. Tarceva has been used in some studies as sort of a maintenance therapy, and there's no data on that yet. So, you know, we need to do the randomized trial. There's some other similar angiogenesis inhibitors that are being studied in Europe in randomized trials in recurrent ovarian cancer, very much similar to the GOG study in previously untreated patients. So there are trials out there looking at these drugs, but there's no data yet from whether they really have an impact yet.